This is Joanna Schrader reporting live for AgWire.com, and I am here at day two of the Ag Connect Expo in Orlando, Florida. And I am with Mike Williams, who is with the North American Dealers Association. A little bit of a mouthful. Mike, how are you?
Good. And yourself today, Joanna?
I'm doing well. So we're here at this international show, and I think, you know, before we started the interview, we talked a little bit about what you do and actually how many international manufacturers are approaching you with help with their business.
Right. We initially, we're one of the show sponsors, obviously. We look at the industry like a three-legged stool. You have the manufacturer, you have the distributors, you have, in some cases, distributors. So you may be looking at a two-legged stool or three-legged stool, depending on which company you're working with. But we've been approached by a number of the foreign manufacturers wanting to set up some dealer networks in the U.S., and we've asked them then to what are they interested in. Are you going back through a distributor, or you want to go direct to dealers? And we've given them some suggestions on what we'll do, and we've also got some guidelines in the office as to what we recommend manufacturers do with kind of a dealer agreement, warranty reimbursements, that kind of stuff that dealers are interested in today in order to take on a new product line.
Now, can dealers in other countries join your association as well?
They could if they wanted to, but I doubt if they will. Obviously, we have affiliates in Canada, so we have some Canadians that are members of NADA going forward here and have been for a long time. NADA itself has been around almost 110 years, so the association has been here a long time.
So if somebody, let's say, from Argentina would like to create a dealer network, their local state network would then join your organization?
They could if they wanted to, okay. but chances are they're going to try to do something in Argentina itself. We classify ourselves as the North American Equipment Dealers, which is the U.S. and Canada right now. We've not extended out anywhere else. There is some other dealer organizations in the world that we are in contact with as well. We've just had a recent contact with Russia. Russia is trying to get a dealer organization started, and we're working with them on some of the issues that we have in the U.S., you know, how we operate, what we do for the dealers, and what we provide. Our main role right now as an association is to provide manufacturer relations, government relations, and we also then provide some member services like other organizations. You know, we have freight programs, telephone programs, credit card programs, not any different than a lot of other membership organizations have.
So now, what are some other services that you're offering, you know, for some of these manufacturers who've been approaching you from whether Russia, you mentioned? What are some of the things they can do, or they can partner with you here in the States?
Well, we've basically two types. We've got some companies that have come to us that have yet patent pendings. They say we're in the process of getting something patent that we want to sell into the industry. We'd like dealers to sell it. And I'm saying, well, as soon as you get your patent done, then give us a call. And here again, we'll sit down with you, or we'll work with you in designing what you need in a dealer organization, whether that's regional, or whether it's multinational, or just in the U.S. or just in Canada. It makes a difference on what they're trying to do. So that's one group that we've been contacting us while I'm in here. The other group is existing manufacturers, as you say, from foreign countries. Say, well, we want a presence in the U.S. How do we get that established? And we're willing to work with them as well, once they determine exactly where they want to be and how they want to operate. Here again, it's back, are they going to use a distributor network?
Right.
And then we work with the distributors, or are they going to go manufacture direct to dealers? When you start to raise those questions, they've got to make those decisions before I can really help them moving forward.
Right. Let's shift a little bit back to the North American focus.
Okay.
And we were talking before the interview that you actually have a foundation associated with your organization for aid for your dealers who have some sort of crisis or tragedy. Can you talk a little bit about that
The foundation's been around almost as long as NADA itself. It was initially designed to be an education foundation, providing education to dealers and their employees. In response to Katrina, we took a second role as part of the foundation, was to provide assistance to dealers themselves and or their employees of a dealership when they have a hardship. And Katrina brought that about when we had a number of dealers who were flooded out, stormed out, any way you want to say it. Last year we were very involved with some dealerships in Iowa when the Iowa flooding took place. We were also in Kansas with a big dealer that had a tornado went through and destroyed his dealership. And what the foundation does is then make aid available to the dealer principal himself and or his employees. that become eligible if, in fact, they've had damage done to their homes, their structures, their automobiles, even their livestock. We've made some grants to even buy hay for livestock.
Oh, wow.
Where the hay was completely destroyed in a storm from a dealer's employee. And we do it to a maximum of $2,000. The best part about our foundation, we're very quick to react. We don't have to have a lot of red tape. We just have to know that the dealer is definitely had problems. And then once we know the dealer has, then that automatically makes the employees eligible. So within 48 hours to maybe 60 hours, we'll have money in those employees' hands to go, if nothing else, buy fuel for the cars or their vehicles, pay for hotel bills, go buy a new water pump, whatever they might need. We'll have that assistance in their hands very quickly.
Well, that's great. Now, you mentioned it's almost been around as long as your organization, and how long has your organization been in
NEED itself is going on its 110th year.
Wow.
So it's been a strong organization, highly supported by the dealers. We have about 5,000 members. Those members all sell different kinds of products, from what we call short line, which is a lot of the non-motorized equipment, to outdoor power, light industrial, obviously ag equipment,
right,
across the U.S. and Canada.
So I have to ask you this question, Mike. You know, this is an international ag show. It's the first of its Ag Connect. It's in its first year. How has the show been for you?
We've been pleasantly surprised by the contacts and the request for information we're getting. Obviously, the next 2 days are going to be the telltale sign of whether we continue. We are one of the sponsorships. Like I said, back to that three-legged stool, I think our absence would be sorely missed. And we've had a lot of people come and ask for us and been searching us out. So I think it's a good show so far.
Okay, and for those who couldn't make it but are interested in learning more about your services, where should they go?
They can go to our website, which is www.naeda.com.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.